magnificent, sizzling, two thumbs up. We must be talking about the documentary on Latin jazz, Calle 54, which came out back in the year 2000. Commentating this morning, Matthew Goldwasser, thanks for joining us. A great selection on this one, Calle 54, on today, Jerry Gonzalez's birthday.
Just a happy coincidence there.
Cosmic, man. What an amazing film. Came out in 2000, but as hot on my DVD player last night as it was the day it came out.
You know, some people might not think a great deal about concert DVDs, you know, and think there's nothing special about it. But trust us, this one is very, very special.
Okay, it's a pretty much covers the waterfront of all the from 2000, all the contemporary Latin jazz players in New York City.
I believe it was shot in New York City, but I mean the players represent the entire world of Latin music: Argentina, Gato Barbieri, from Dominican Republic, Michel Camillo, Cubans Bebo and Chucho Valdez, Paquito de Rivera, from New York City, Tito Puente, from Brazil, Eliane Elias.
A barefooted Eliane Elias. Yeah. Recorded at the 54th Street Studios of Sony. But it feels as fresh and, I mean, crackling live. It is just an amazing performances as they sort of really told the story of Latin jazz.
It is a kind of gentle history lesson where each musician has their own sort of perspective based on their own growing up and their own experiences. Jerry Gonzalez, for example, extols the part of the Bronx that he grew up in, where so many of the most influential early players of Latin jazz happened to live within a 3-block radius of each other. Whereas someone like Chucho Valdez, who's born and lives in Cuba, talked a great deal about the origins of Latin music through Africa and the Nigerian influence of Santeria and the rhythms and beats that came directly from Africa. So anybody who's a lover of Latin jazz or who really wants to understand what's so great about it, this is a beautiful place to start.
Let's hear a clip from Calle 54.
At the end of the first day, Cachao warned, "Remember, Paganini doesn't do encores." What could he possibly mean? Stone-faced, Cachao explained, "Like us, he improvises everything. That's why it's impossible to do the same thing twice."
En Suecia, Bebo Valdés me habló con orgullo de una nieta que acababa de ganar un premio de piano en Italia y a la que, como al resto de sus nietos cubanos, no conocía.
¡Bebo! ¡Bebo! ¡Acérrete!
¿Qué dice el coñón?
Bien, bien, bien.
¡Muy coño, cómo es! ¡Coño, pero que viene todo y lo transporta!
Chucho Valdés and his father Bebo did not speak for 18 years after the latter left Cuba at the beginning of the revolution. They have reconciled since then, and even though Bebo will not return to the island while Castro is in power, father and son could not be closer if they lived under the same roof.
That duet there, what an emotional duo, grand piano duet between Bebo and Chucho Valdez. I couldn't even sit through it. It was just, yeah.
The director, Fernando Treba, I think, was prescient in trying to create this film while some of the great masters were still alive. And sadly, shortly after the film came out, several of them passed away.
Saw footage of Tito Puente's restaurant there with this mural with all the great, and then he walks down and explains, "This is what he means. This is what Dizzy Gillespie means to Latin jazz. This is what he means." Oh my goodness. Okay. So as you write, and we'll post this review on our website, KUVO.org. Anyone who wants to understand what is it about the clave beat, Carlos, what is the clave?
Boy, that, how much time do you have? And first of all, my knowledge of the clave, I could probably explain in 30 seconds to a minute.
All right, give us 30 seconds.
But you really need the musicologist in here to break it out. I mean, you can go from the 2-3 to the 3-2.
Oh, man.
I mean, and on top of that, if you're a horn player, on top of that, the clave is moves around on you. Let's put it that way.
Matthew Goldwasser, there's a lot of history, music history, in this with all the specials and everything as well.
There is. There's also just absolutely fantastic visuals. The camera work is so stupendous. The close-ups of the musicians' expressions, of the instruments, of their hands. It's better than a first-row seat to a concert. It takes you right into the middle of the bands.
We are talking about Calle 54, which came out in the year 2000. It's a celebration of Latin jazz. They even debate, is it Latin jazz or Afro-Cuban jazz? And it's a spirited and friendly debate over what to call this broad genre of music.
I think Ellington pretty much settled all of that years ago. You know, it's music is either good or...
The other kind.
The other kind. That's all. And most of the music falls in the good category. Let's not worry about categories.
The soundtrack to Calle 54, blazing, sizzling, even as advertised. What do we go out with?
Just because it's Jerry Gonzalez's birthday today, let's close out here with the Fort Apache Band doing a live version of one of their compositions called Earth Dance.
All right, our jazz on film. Thank you very much, Matthew. Appreciate it.